Good morning, everyone. Throughout my lesson this morning, there's at different times I will be asking people to stand up. And what is that based upon? If you look when the old law was given, people would stand to hear that law. I'm going to be talking to men and women separately as we go through this. Because if you look at Titus chapter 2, there's specific things for men and women that we're going to talk about. Not just men and women, but young men and women as well as mature. Well, could you advance that for me, Derek? Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God he created him, male and female he created them. Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. 1 Corinthians 11, nevertheless, neither is man independent of woman, nor woman independent of man in the Lord. For as woman came from man, even man also comes through woman, but all things are from God. Our society is going to tell us differently, that we have a choice of being whatever we want to be. God has designed man and woman separately, but integrally. We each have a purpose to fulfill before God. He created us to be different, male and female. Spiritually, we are similar. We have a soul that God has valued and sent his son to die for each of us the same, whether it's man or female. Men, I would like any man 20 years old or older to please stand, if you're able. I don't want to think that you're forced into this. What does Titus chapter 2 say to you? Help me there, Derek. Older men, be this way. Hey, where are you going? This is for you too. That's why I cut it off at 20. So he'd be standing up. Older men, be this way, and teach younger men to be this way. Temperate, worthy of respect. Self-controlled. Sound in faith. Sound in love, sound in endurance, example of doing what is good, showing integrity, show seriousness, soundness of speech. God has asked you as a mature man to be this way, not just in your private life, but in your public life and in the church. And he has asked you in your private life and public life and in the church to teach the young men to be this way. And it is not just put upon you teaching your son. It is upon you teaching other young men the same. Young men, boys, please stand with the older men. God expects you to become a man with these qualities. The older men are to be an example before you and to train you to be this way. There are times that boys are not ready for certain things. It is for us to have the wisdom to do that. There were times that my boys wanted to do things that I was doing or that my father-in-law was doing. I always had a saying for them. I don't remember where I got it, or Dick and I got it, or whether I saw it in a movie or what. You're going to be a grown man before your mother is. Amen. Right? There is a difference between boys and their mothers and their sisters. God has an intention for them. It's down here. Psalms 128, 1 through 4. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. Can you forward that, please? 1 Corinthians 16, 13 through 14. Be watchful. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. There are many, many scriptures for men. This is just a few of them. God has an intended purpose for you in your life, public, private, and in the church. You are to be an example before the boys, the young men in our midst. A godly man will respect, cherish, and love his wife, as we see in Ephesians and in Proverbs and 1 Peter. We're given an example from God to see how God loves his church, how Christ loves his church as well. Godly masculine example for our children. For a son, example of how to treat his future wife and to respect women. For the daughter, example of how she is to be treated by her husband and other men. We are to teach this. Go ahead and forward, please. We are to teach our boys to be men, to be male, to be masculine as God has intended for us to be. Go ahead and forward. Women, men, sit down, please. Women 20 years or older, please stand if you're able. What does Titus chapter 2 say to you? Go ahead and forward. Whoop, go back. There we go. Older women, be this way and teach younger women. Titus chapter 2 says, love your husband and your children. Be self-controlled purity. This is not just pure of spirit, this is sexually pure. Chastity. Workers at home, to be kind. Submissive to God and to their husbands. Women, this is for you to live and for you to teach. Can I help reinforce it? Yes. And so can your husband. But it is for you to teach. The wife of noble character in Proverbs 31. Who can find a noble wife is the first verse, verse 10. Who can find a wife of noble character? There is some challenging things in that scripture. Waking up in the middle of the night and feeding the household and so on. Home should be a haven of rest for children and for the husband. If you read through that scripture, you'll find that. You'll find that you're not to be lazy, that there are needs in your household and in the community and in the church. Proverbs 31:30, the very end of that says, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. We are praised as men if our wives are this way. That scripture says that as well. Proverbs 14:1, the wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. This is not building a physical house. This is building an atmosphere in the home and spirituality in the home. Women, this is your duty. Go ahead and go forward. Teach our girls to be women, to be female, to be feminine. God has made us differently, male and female. We have different roles in our home, in our community, and in our church. Women, please be seated. Hold on. I skipped a part. Ladies, stand up. Young girl, stand up, please. Young ladies. These women are to teach you to be this way. The women in your life and in our church are to teach you and be this example before you, to train you, as Titus chapter 2 says. Ladies, please be seated. Proverbs 20:11, even a child is known by his or her deeds, whether what he does is pure and right. Not only are we responsible for exemplifying these things in our life, whether we be male or female, but we have been given the challenge of the integrity of it in our life. Even a child is known by their deeds, right? Children are not legally responsible, right? And that's the way we classify it, and we just shrug our shoulders and go on. No. We know children by their deeds as well as we know adults by their deeds. What example do people know you by? We have an opportunity to make that impression. Am I known for speaking and not doing anything? Am I known for just coming to church and sitting there and walking out the door? What am I known for in my workplace? What am I known for in my family? What am I known for in the church? Go ahead and forward. 1 Timothy 4:8, for while bodily training is of some value, exercising, sports, whatever, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. You know, I wish somebody would have shared this with me a little more intently when I was a young man. When I was lifting weights, playing football, and things like that. Was I given a good example? Yes, I was. This was a struggle for me. There was times that I would rather be in a weight room than going to church. That caused me a struggle. It caused me to sin as a young man. Sports are important. They can train you in certain ways. But godliness is of value in every way. I wish I would have had somebody see what I was doing and said, come here. Let me talk to you about this. You're good at it, but there's something better. Went to church, youth group, right? Around Christian kids, but I wish somebody would have saw me struggling with this and said, come here. Have I turned out okay? I think so. But this was a challenge for me. It's a challenge for young families, for kids wanting to play sports. There's things scheduled when church is scheduled. Should we say that kids should not participate in things? I don't think so. I think they are beneficial in a way. But we need to have maturity in making those decisions. Some of those things are important for you to experience with your kid, to build that parent and child relationship. But remember, godliness is in a value in every way. Next scripture, please. First Timothy 4:11 through 12. These things command and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to believers in word and conduct and love and spirit and faith and purity. Kids, listen up. We as children are to still exemplify Christ. I've seen this scripture misused. Let no one despise your youth. I've seen them use this in a way that is irreverent, disobedient, and not being respectable of their elders. People will say, don't let them despise you for your youth. It's talking about don't let them despise you in service of the Lord in your youth. It's not just because you're young that you have the right to say whatever you want to say to your elders. As young people, you have the opportunity to serve the Lord the same way. That we are not to despise you in your service to the Lord, that you are of no count in what is being done. Next scripture. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. What is the integrity of training and teaching? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and your paths will be directed. Next verse. Proverbs 1, 8 through 9. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains gold about your neck. Father and mother both have spiritual responsibilities in the house. We are both father and mother to be training that child. Proverbs 1, 10 through 11. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause. You jump to verse 15. It says, my son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their path. Their feet run into sin. Kids, listen up. Your mom or dad are there for a reason. Drop the hammer on you? Is that what you're shaking your head about? Yeah. Yeah. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. We don't want our kids to sin. We don't want our kids to be involved in that, right? And then the last verse, right? Don't walk in their way with them. Keep your foot from their path. Their feet run to sin. Parents, that's our job. Kids, your parents are going to do that for your sake. Next verse. Timothy 2, 22 through 25. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. This is talking about religious quarrels. But I want to take this opportunity to talk to kids and all those on social media. Be Christian in what you do on social media. You are enticed to give your opinion. You are enticed to ridicule others for their opinion. You are enticed to not be Christian in your activity on social media. That is ungodly. You are asked to thumbs up or thumbs down things. Be careful what you are giving approval of in other people's lives. Just because they are happy does not mean they are godly. And if you say, I liked, for something that is ungodly, you are condoning sin, and thus you are sinning yourself. Please be mindful of that. Next scripture. Philippians 4, 4 through 8. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What are we to be doing as brothers and sisters of Christ? We are to be building up the kingdom of God, not tearing it down. We are to be the example for younger people to do this as well. We are challenged with it. We are encouraged to live this way. Take this to heart. James 1, 19 through 20. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. There's things, again, talking about social media that we go, oh, about the news, things like that, that we go, man, that irks me. And it will cause us to continue on a negative tirade about things that we have no control over. Be careful in how you do that, and be careful how you do it in front of your children. Take note, please. It is important to us now and going into the future that we live like this, that we live the way God wants us to live. Go ahead and forward that. Proverbs 4, 25 through 27. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. What does that say to you? Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. You're going someplace with intention. Ponder the path of your feet. Ponder the path of your feet. Think about it. Don't just follow somebody else. Don't just head off in any direction. Right? And let your ways be established. God has a way for us to follow. Do not turn to the right or the left. Stay on the track that we're supposed to be on. Remove your foot from evil. Guess what that means? You stepped in it. So what does that say? As soon as you notice that, get it out of there. Right? We are all not perfect. And there is things that the devil tries to attack us with, and we're going to step into evil on occasion. Get out of it. Now. Don't take 10 steps, right? As soon as you realize you're into it, get out of it. Flee from it. Go ahead, Dirk. Proverbs 12:22, and part of our integrity is being truthful in our speech. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal truthfully are His delight. I've seen people lie to their wife and lie to their children. It is not a good family relationship. I've seen people lied to in the church. It does not give you a good reputation. It is a struggle for you and the struggle for people that deal with you. We are to be people of integrity in our actions, in our words, the example that we live before others. That's the last one. Training and integrity. God has created us different, male and female, and He has given us each different jobs to do. Whether it's in our family or whether it's in the church. The world around us wants us to think differently, whether it's in our home or whether it's in the church. God has a prescribed plan for each of us. God wants us to have integrity in those things so that we train the next generation correctly. The future of this church are the younger kids sitting with us. Are you going to fulfill your obligation? Men, women? It's not just having that responsibility to do those things. It's to build the relationships with those kids, the young men and the young women, to value that relationship and to give what God has asked you to give in that relationship. It is important for us to serve the Lord correctly and for us to raise up those kids that will be the church in the future. Did I always take it seriously? No. I got wrapped up in work or whatever. I'd have to ground myself again, or somebody would say something to me, an older man or an older woman, or just learning a lesson from dealing with my kid or my wife and I. God has a plan for us, male and female. He values each of our spirits, that we be His, that we be in heaven with Him. And He has a plan for that. You have the opportunity to change the way that you have been. Maybe you are not a Christian. Maybe some of this, what I've said today, is new to you, and you're being convicted in your heart about it. Maybe you've been a Christian, and you haven't been doing these things that God has asked you to do. You have the opportunity to respond today, to commit your life to Him through repentance and baptism, where you have the opportunity to ask the Lord for forgiveness. Or you again have the opportunity to say, you know what, this is right, and I need to devote myself to doing what God has asked. We can do that in our own heart as Christians. To every day to commit ourselves to doing what the God has asked us to do in training and exemplifying the Christian life that He's given us. If you need to come, please come as we stand and sing.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or equal a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's side. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the prayer.